Blog Talk Radio.
Entrepreneurship in 2007 as a travel consultant to YTB Travel. Since that time, the company has branched out and expanded to now include retail. As a broker with Zamzu, earning matching commissions, she manages her full-time career as a registered nurse along with running her Zamzu travel and retail internet business on a part-time basis. Hey, Gail also shows churches and nonprofits how to fundraise using their own travel and retail internet center. And yet, Gail has added yet another role to her portfolio. She is a talk show host here with Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio and helps co-host this show, The New Yorker. And the show focuses on popular New York restaurants, Broadway plays, concerts, and sporting events. And, hey, through her blog, she gives away a free $25 gift certificate to lucky listeners to a featured restaurant not only in New York, but wherever they might chime in from. Gail is a perfect example of how Zamzu is the right business for busy people. How you doing this evening, Ms. Busy Gail Walker?
Oh, I am blessed and highly favored, and I'm glad to be here with you this evening, actually. First day of daylight savings time.
Yeah, you know, hey, it was a great day. You know, we got out. It was warm here today, like it's about 72, maybe close to maybe 75. And we had a chance to go to one of our favorite trees. It's a pecan tree, or pecans, as some people would say. But I had that Louisiana aspect.
In New York, we call it a pecan tree. In New York.
And we was able to pick up some of the nuts that were still left on the ground from the winter harvest. We picked up over 25 pounds of nuts and brought them home. That's right. And when you consider the value of them, they sell for $8 a pound in the store. So, hey, we came back home with a little over $160 worth of nuts from picking them up that people just left laying on the ground underneath of the tree.
And what are you going to do with those pecans?
Oh, I'm going to have fun. We eat them with bananas, make pecan pie, all kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, I was liking a pecan pie. Hint, hint, hint.
Okay, all right. Hey, if you know how to make pecan pie, I can ship you some pecans up that way.
No, I don't
Send
know.
Send your recipe too.
I don't. Oh, well, yeah, right. I'm gonna make me some pecan pie.
Because by the time I would send you the pie, it probably was spoiled. But anyway,
yeah,
hey, that's what
New
we did
York
today.
Girl. I'm a New York girl. I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Okay. Hey, what you have on tap for us tonight here on New Yorker? What's going on?
Well, we got some news on Spider-Man, the play. Oh, my goodness. Poor Spider-Man. This play is really taking a licking. But, you know, we just heard this week that it actually will be going dark from April 19th to May 11th. They are going to totally overhaul the show, totally overhaul. The opening was supposed to be, the grand opening was supposed to be this coming Tuesday, March 15th. But, as it would be, and it looks like the opening will be sometime in June. And it looks like the director, Julie Taymor, now some people say she was relieved of her duties, and others say she voluntarily left and she will be on as a consultant, you know. Bono, he's a famous musician who's written most of the score, but has really had a hands-off approach. He's going to have more hands-on with the play and revitalizing it. So I'm just suggesting to everybody who wants to go see it that the play in its original state, and it should be nice to compare it, you know, from the way it originally is and how, and see what they're going to take out and what they're going to change. But you better hurry up and get those tickets. And go to tickets now on the ZamZoo website and order your tickets. Hurry up and get them so you can see Spider-Man and it's the original play. It's really interesting, though. You know, I mean, as much as the critics is bashing this play and all the negative media you get on this play, it is so interesting that even the reporters are saying people are still going to see that play. It's amazing.
Mm. Hey, well, I guess the people are speaking in the end.
Yeah, you the know. People are definitely speaking. They want to see it. They're curious, I guess, as to what's going on. And well, I mean, you know, these are New Yorkers, and, of course, they're also, you know, tourists that come from, you know, wherever and, you know, so, but, you know, and even though the critics say, you know, they don't like the score and they don't like the actual play itself and it has no plot, but those who are going to see it are not expressing those same sentiments. So it's just very interesting.
Okay. And what else is going on up there in New York?
Oh, well, I know you were talking earlier about the, what is it, the NCAA?
Yeah, hey, March Madness is about to kick off with basketball. I see from your area, St. John's is going to be in the tournament. I mean, the Big East had 11 teams this year that, you know, is going to be participating in the tournament. And so I'm pretty sure there's some people out there all over the country that still might be looking for tickets, and they can go to tickets now, you know, and get those basketball tickets. Matter of fact, I think I went on my site earlier, and I think they sent me an email saying they're doing free shipping on, I think it was free shipping on the basketball tickets. I'll check here in a minute as we talk. But, you know, also, you know, hey, you do travel and all of those kind of things. So, I mean, if people go to your blog and leave you a comment and want to get a ticket but also need a hotel and a flight and all of that, you can take all those kind of things for them, right?
Absolutely. We absolutely can. I mean, you know, that just leave the information and request it. You know, we welcome tourists in New York. We love it, absolutely love it. And, you know, not only that, we have some great sightseeing tours that you can go on and you can look at, definitely can help you out with that, definitely. Anybody's interested in coming, they want to see the games or any of the plays or anything like that, definitely.
Yeah, so, you know, they got these games going to be taking place, and, you know, they the regional, they're going to have on the 25th of March, the regional, I guess that's going to be the East Regional, is going to be in Newark, New Jersey, and that's going to be held, let me see here a second, but, you know, they got these regionals across the country, but for the New York, the folks in New York, I know if they're looking to go to the game, when it gets to the regional, and that should be the East Regional, it's going to be held in Newark, and they can, hold on, let me get the location here. Well, I'm looking for the location, but, you know, I mean, you could share, get a little bit more about travel packages, how you specialize in those. I mean, I know you've put together honeymoon cruises and stuff for people before, and...
Oh yeah, we do. We specialize in cruises and resorts and all inclusives. We also work with churches and nonprofits, going to various places. I'm working with a church group right now that wants to do a week trip to the Holy Land in Florida. That's right down there, and we're putting a package in. You know, we do sight and sound, like two-day overnight. Any churches or nonprofits want to go to the sight and sound theaters. That's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. I mean, just sitting in that theater, and the plays they have are interactive. I mean, the animals come out in the aisles, the camels and the horses and the sheep and whatever, in the stories that they're telling, and it's a panoramic view. So that is really, that's a nice little overnight trip, bus trip, for an organization or a church to make money from.
Mm-hmm.
And we have...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I said, and we have cruises pretty soon. The cruises are usually around in April. The cruises start leaving again from New York. And for people that want to cruise but they don't want to really fly to go someplace, New York is a home port. So you can always leave from New York and go on. We have Princess over here leaving from Brooklyn, and we have Carnival leaving from the piers downtown Manhattan on the west side, so... Get more crews for your money.
All right. Okay. So, hey, people, as I was saying, you know, they're having with the basketball tournament, for those of you just chiming in, listening up in the New York area, you know, Friday, March 25th and Sunday, March 27th at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, they'll have the Men's East Regionals. And we still have tickets, plenty of tickets left. Lowest ticket is $205. There's 275 tickets left right now as we speak. Tickets ranging from, Lord have mercy, $205 to $36,575.
Woo-hoo!
College basketball is quite expensive.
That must be Donald Trump's tickets. $36,000.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a misprint at first, but, yeah, they got 275 tickets left, starting as low as $205. And, hey, but you can go to the site, you can get your tickets, or you can say you can go to Gail's blog and leave her a message, and, hey, she can put together a package for you. Those of you that are, you know, that are Big East fans and trying to follow your teams, you know, or whatever team you're trying to follow, because there's people out there that may not have gotten a ticket yet, gotten excited because their school is going to be going to, as we say, the big dance and you can get a ticket. We can also hook you up with a travel package with your hotel and other stuff to be able to go and check out this year's NCAA basketball tournament and follow your favorite school. So, hey, it's always something happening with ZAMZOO in terms of how we're able to help consumers with everyday needs. And for this time of the year with basketball, that is a big thing that a lot of people are checking into.
Oh, yeah. You know, there was a really nice article in the Wall Street Journal about e-commerce. And someone had brought it to my attention. And it was called E-Commerce Will Keep Rolling, the research firm says. It was February 27th, a Wall Street Journal. And if anybody wants to see it, they can just go to my blog. And they could click on the link there and they could read because I wrote a little bit about it. But they were saying, and I thought this worked so well with ZAMZOO, they said, according to a new report, e-commerce sales grew 12.6% in 2010 to $176 billion. $176 billion with a B dollars. I mean, and it says the 2010 growth outpaced that of 2009, where e-commerce grew 11%. And they are actually predicting, they actually says here that e-commerce will grow over the next 4 years as shoppers continue to shift their spending from physical stores to online stores. And you know what? I mean, ZAMZOO is just so right there. I mean, we are really ahead of the time. I mean, really, you know. And listen, anybody wants a free ZAMZOO website, give me your contact and give me information. Leave a message on the blog after you read this, and we'll see to it that you get yourself a free ZAMZOO shopping mall so you can make some commission and cash back from it. I just thought that was a really interesting article.
Yeah, I mean, it just lets us know, again, that we're ahead of the curve, people. There's a wave that's taking place, and you can also get in front of this wave while it is moving, going up, up, up. And I'll share a little story with people. I got involved with a great company at one time. But I got involved with that great company after the wave had come. It was still a great opportunity, but I missed the wave. And that great company at the time was A.L. Williams. When they made their impact on the life insurance industry, it took the life insurance industry 8 years to figure out what to do with Art Williams and the A.L. Williams phenomena. By that time, millionaires had been made. ZAMZOO is in front of the curve in terms of what we've done. With, if you had to do what we've done, the traditional way that people would do it would be go and set up affiliate sites with all of the different stores, and you know have each account for each store. We got them all under one roof, so we've taken and made the ultimate affiliate shopping network. Through what we have, and then the beauty is, again, we get to give away that site, and people are able to save and get cash back and commission. But where the real money lies, and this wave is being a broker,
absolutely,
and being able to position yourself to give away as many of these sites as you can, and tell people a little bit more about the advantages of being a broker. Gail, we like to, you know, we like people being, you know, we call free agents too, and being able to take the site and shop. But when you take the site and shop, you only get money off of your own shopping. When you become a broker, what do you get?
Well, the key word on being a broker on one side of it is volume. You know, one free agent can make money, yes, and the purchases that are being made on the website. But being a broker, you can have an infinite number of free agents on your website. I mean, on, you know, on your team. And as a broker, you get to match the commission that each free agent makes. So let's say, for instance, one of your free agents chooses to get one of our famous pH perfect alkaline water machines. Well, the commission on that is $250, $260, something like that. And, you know, with that commission that you have, the broker matches it. And the broker didn't do anything. So, you know, that's like absolutely perfect. You know, I mean, can you imagine multiple brokers making purchases, televisions, you know, big computers and other electronic items or clothing items or furniture items or what have you, and seeing that's where the key is. And that is not even, we're not even talking about the bonus program that, you know, that is going on, which is also tremendous. So, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity, and I am so glad that I got in ahead of the wave, because I'm ready to, I can't swim, but I'm going to learn. Yeah. I'm going to do a Zamzu swim.
That's right. All we got to do is take our surfboards out and ride the wave all the way to the bank.
And you know, we see what's going on in the States, in Wisconsin and the various places where they're trying every day to take away the rights of workers, of everyday workers. And, you know, we are so beholden to companies and the government and political parties. And, you know, we are just normal, everyday people, you know. And, you know, the only way that you can make sure, be certain that your financial situation is sure, is that you take it yourself. You take it into your own hands and you control your own destiny, you know, rather than depending whether, oh, well, we want to give you a raise. Well, we might give you a 1%. Oh, we might give you 2%. Oh, no, we're going to take your collective bargaining rights away and all of that. I mean, that means your future is in the hands of someone else, you know. And so that's why it's really good to have a home-based business. And not to mention the tax deduction, which I know you know a lot about.
Yeah, and I'll share a little bit about that after we come back from this commercial break. So, hey, stay tuned. Hold on, people. We'll take a short commercial break here. Hey, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home-Based Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you. All right, you was mentioning about the tax advantages. And, there's tremendous tax advantages with having a home-based business. And it's a great book for people to pick up called How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time by Sandy Bakken. Again, you can go on your Zamzu site. Go to Barnes & Nobles, and you can put in Lower Your Taxes Big Time, and you can get the 2011 edition. And he, you know, Sandy Bakken is a retired IRS attorney who also has, he's a CPA, and he also has a website, the Tax Reduction Institute. And he teaches people how to take advantage of all of the legal ways to lower your taxes to the legal minimum. He doesn't like using the word loopholes because they're not loopholes. It's just knowing the law and knowing how to leverage your taxes by taking advantage of the laws that exist for home-based business owners that allow you to have the same tax advantages as a corporation, because there's two tax laws in this country. No, not one for the rich and one for the poor, one for employees and one for employers. And I'm going to turn it back over to Gail as we have about 5 minutes left for her to share a couple other things as we get ready to wrap up this edition of The New Yorker.
Yeah, well, I wanted to share that Team New York is having a Zamzu brunch next Saturday, March 19th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You know, people can come out and they see a presentation, see some of the products, hear some personal testimony. And this is a brunch, so you're going to get the chance to eat as well. It's going to be at El Rey's Restaurant, 147-13 Hillside Avenue, 148th Street and Hillside Avenue is the cross street. It's in Queens, New York. And the admission and the brunch is $10 per person, which is not bad, okay? Of course, this
especially
is
considering New York.
Yeah, that is a bargain. That is a good breakfast for $10. And we're going to be featured. They're going to be featuring Level One National Sales Director and Sapphire Ring Wearers Clayton Sizemore and New York's very own director, Von McCullough. And you're going to see, as we were talking about earlier, how ordinary people will be earning extraordinary income. So if you're interested in going, let me know. You can go as my guest. I'll be glad to have you. And just, you know, see what Zamzu is really about and see the realness and see why we are so excited about this opportunity. So
okay. Hey, that sounds like y'all going to have some fun this Saturday. Wish I could be there, but I know some people in the area, and I'll be getting that information from you, so I might can send a guest, and you can look out for them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's about time for us to wrap up. Boy, time sure flies when you're having fun. Hey, you know, last comment, and I go on and close out with your theme song, and until next week.
Well, I'm just going to tell everybody, just live life with a purpose. Live it with a purpose. Know your purpose. And, you know, use your gifts and your talents. And one of the things is, you know, just take care of yourself and take a hold of your own destiny. Don't leave it into somebody else's hands. Okay, so we'll see you, Zamzu.
All right. Hey, Zamzu to you, too. Take care, Gail, and until next time, God bless you and your family. And I'm going to go ahead and close out
Thank
with your theme song, The New Yorker.
Good night.
Good night.